What up, Action Academy family? This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin. Good morning, good evening, good night. How are you doing? Welcome back to the show that teaches you how to be rich, happy, successful, and free with a capital F in your life and business. If your eardrums have not listened to the sound of my voice last week teaching you how to make over $100,000 this year on top of your W-2, you need to go back and listen to that episode. I teach you how to identify specific revenue problems in businesses, attack those problems, and make a bunch of money by doing it. So if you haven't listened to that episode, you need to go back in the show last Monday, listen to that episode. So today, what we're going to talk about is not how to become one in a million with your skill sets and your expertise. We're going to teach you how to become one in a billion in your skill sets and expertise. This, my friends, is the $1 trillion Venn diagram of success. Boom, let's go. But whoa, wait a second. What if you listen to the sound of my voice and you listen to this concept that I tell you today and you just say, wow, what a great concept. I'm going to apply that. But you don't. And it goes into that graveyard of other great ideas and other great investment concepts that you had and you also didn't apply. Oh my God, what would happen? Say it with me together now. 3, 2, 1. Nothing. Nothing with a capital N. You would do nothing, because that's what most people do when they listen to a podcast episode. They say, wow, what a great idea. And then they move on to the next podcast episode. If you guys want to avoid this, avoid that graveyard and become one of the freaking cool kids that make a bunch of money, have a bunch of accountability and a bunch of friends that are rowing in the same direction as them, go check out the Action Academy community. You can apply in the show description. We help you not only talk the talk, but also walk the walk. And we help you leave that W-2 and do what you want, when you want, with who you want. It's all about accountability, baby. Now, somebody mentioned a couple minutes ago about this $1 trillion Venn diagram success. So let me go ahead and get into that, right? Now, if I created this concept, that'd be pretty stinking cool, right? But it would be even cooler if this concept was originated by someone way more experienced, way richer, with way more intelligence than me. And that, my friends, would be none other than Dharmesh Shah, who is the co-founder of HubSpot, a multi-billion-dollar company and marketing platform. So because of that company valuation, Dharmesh is, in fact, a billionaire. So this concept comes from him, and this is his theory, and it is amazing. And it is what I apply in my business, in my community, in my mastermind. And today I'm going to share this process with you so that you can go step by step how to create your uniqueness in what's called your USP, which is your unique selling point. So this Venn diagram is made up of different categories of rare and valuable skills. Now remember, you need to go back and listen to last week's episode if you haven't already, how to make 100,000 plus on top of your W-2, where we talk about investing all of your time, energy, and resources into developing more income producing skills. This concept today in this practice is going to teach you how to take these skills and categorize them to make you the most valuable person in the marketplace possible, all right? So to introduce you guys to the concept of the $1 trillion Venn diagram of success, I'm going to use Dharmesh's first example. He has an example where you take a giant circle, draw a giant circle on the piece of paper, and say that you have the skill of copywriting. All right. You're a fantastic copywriter. You're doing the courses, you're reading the books, you're practicing it. You are putting your 10,000 hours into the art of copywriting. And now you have gone from 1 in 100,000 to 1 in 1 million, maybe, to where there's a bunch of good copywriters out there, but it is a rare and valuable skill that the marketplace respects. Got it? Got it. So what do we do next? Now we draw another circle and we're going to put an adjacent skill in that circle. And Dharmesh labels this circle crypto. So now you have circle 1 copywriting and circle 2 crypto. Both you are extraordinarily proficient at. All right. Now remember, each one is 1 in 1 million. So you have a handful of people in the copywriting circle that are able to produce gobs of income. And then you have a handful of people in circle 2, crypto, that understand Bitcoin, understand Ethereum, understand the landscape, and they're able to build companies based off of crypto. So that's another handful of people that can make gobs of income. So what we're doing with this exercise is overlapping these circles to where you have a bunch of people that are great at copywriting, you have a bunch of people that are great at crypto, but you do not have that many people that are crypto enthusiasts that also happen to be great at copywriting. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have created what's called a rare and valuable niche, and you are 1 in 1 billion now. So let's do a few more examples to drive this point home in the macro and the micro. So you have Elon Musk, who has a very rare and valuable skill of gaining and retaining attention. That is a superpower of his. He's really good at getting the headlines written about him and his companies. And then he also has an engineering background, and he's very technically proficient in his companies. So he understands rocket science. He understands coding. He understands all the stuff that most people don't do. And that is a rare and valuable skill. So he puts them together. That's where he creates the $1 billion. Steve Jobs, he was a fantastic salesman. He was the voice of his company, but he also had a really strong proclivity for design. Okay. So combine the two together, you have a $1 billion company. Now let's use an example in real estate investing. Say that you are really good at finding off-market deals. That is your thing. You're sending out the mailers, you're doing the cold calls, you're doing the SEO, you are a freaking rock star at collecting off-market leads. And you also have a skill set of construction because you come from the flooring industry, or you come from the painting industry, or you were a GC, or have some type of skill in construction, okay? You overlap these two circles of skills, and now you have your competitive advantage and your unique selling point for your company. This is your niche. This is your superpower where you're going to beat everyone else, because maybe some other people are good at construction, but they can't find leads. Maybe other people are great at finding leads, but not good at flipping in the rehab and the construction process. So all they do is wholesale it out, but you can take it in-house, all right? This concept applies to anything, and you really only need two unique, valuable skills. Now, a cheat code to this process and to this exercise is if you begin with a skill that you are super, super passionate about, all right? This is going to be the groundwork, the foundation that we're laying for our passionate income that we talk about all the time. So what you're going to do is take that skill that you're passionate about and layer it with another skill that is super, super marketable. Let me give more examples of this so that you guys really understand what I'm talking about. Gary freaking Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk had a love for wine. He started his fortune off of his dad's liquor store, and he started what's called Wine Library TV on YouTube. So he had the skill set, and he put his 10,000 hours into wine, and he understood wine at a very deep, intimate level, and he loved it. And then he also discovered and developed a love for media. And he created a YouTube channel that helped his family's business explode. Say that you're working on as an accountant right now, but you have a love for floral design and you know everything there is to know about different floral arrangements or interior design. Then all you need to do is find one more adjacent skill like SEO or ClickFunnels. And then you can be able to combine these two into an online floral business. It's that simple. But wait, there's more. Let's take it one step further. What if I told you that after you have your two skill sets for your $1 trillion Venn diagram of success, then you can leverage other people's skill sets and bring them onto your team and then add another circle to your Venn diagram of success because now you're a team. One last example of this. I have the skill set of asking great questions. So you can call that and label it interviewing skills. And I got these interviewing skills through a natural proclivity for just how I am. I'm an extroverted dude. Then I went through 5 years of enterprise B2B sales training to where I sold to every industry and every personality slash buyer type, from up and down the street mom and pop business owners to Fortune 500 and Fortune 100 executives. I learned how to sell to CFOs and head of HR and the owner of a grease shop all equally at the same time. And then I spent a year learning the intricacies of coaching and mastermind businesses because I was an affiliate for a coaching service and I was an affiliate for GoBundant, which is a mastermind that I'm a member of. And you should join if you're over $2 million minimum net worth. So I built the rare valuable skill of asking great questions. And then I also built the rare valuable skills of mastermind and coaching operations. So then I created the Action Academy community because I saw what worked, I saw what didn't work, I saw what I liked, I saw what I didn't like, and then I was able to marry all of that together into the community and build something for myself. And now I'm building the rare and valuable skill of leadership and culture building. That's something new for me. It's a new hat that I have to wear, is building a team to help support everyone and to create systems and processes that help people get from point A to point Z, all right? Now, when I'm talking about leverage, now I'm leveraging out a fractional CMO, which is basically a guy that's taken over all of my marketing, and he's put his 10,000 hours into ClickFunnels, website design, landing pages, pixels, Facebook retargeting, SEO. That's his jam. I don't know that stuff. So now he's coming in, he's joining my team, and he's working that in the background. So we're unstoppable. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you play this game. So, action items slash homework from this episode. Go and take a piece of paper and write out your current rare and valuable skills and see which ones you can combine to create a new business or to create a new investment niche or a USP or an advantage over other people. All right. So you're going to write out the skills that you have, and then you're going to write out adjacent skills that you need to acquire to make it to that next level. So like I said, maybe you need to learn website design. Maybe you need to learn sales skills. Maybe you need to learn leadership. But once you clearly articulate and you can see what skill sets you need, then you can start dumping all of your money into that or hiring it out and partnering with somebody else to create your company. And then action items 2 and 3 is please, por favor, leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and share this action item number 3 with anybody that you think would really benefit from this. If you know of anyone that you're like, hey, you would really benefit from doing this exercise and also listening to this podcast. I think this is a cool podcast. I'm biased, but I think this is a pretty cool show, right? So hopefully you agree. And if that's the case, please send it to everyone that you know. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you tomorrow.